Blog Talk Radio.
Every single all right. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all today. It's such an awesome Monday because it's the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and after that, we'll get into this week's topic.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for that selection. It's going to be all right. Some of the words I was able to catch from the song was, thank you for your amazing grace. You made my life brand new. Thank you for pulling me through. Things are working out for you. It's going to be all right. Such a beautiful song. And the scripture I like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're just thanking you for another day, thanking you for the broadcast. We thank you for the listeners and all those who participate. We thanking you for our pastor, how you use him, not only in your word, but also through word of song as well, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we give you praise today because this is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. And we're binding up anything and everything that try to come up against anyone on this broadcast, Father God. Lord, we just praying for America. Lord, we know you know all things and you know what's going on. And Father God, we just praying, Father God, that your will be done. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise, and we just want to say thank you because we know you are working things out for our good, Father God. And just like in your word says, you are in control. You sit high, you look low. You know all things that is going on. There is nothing hid from you. And Heavenly Father, we just praise your name as we continue to put on the whole armor of God and stand and know that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and darkness and wickedness. That's what we're fighting against. But Lord, we know that your word tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Father God, just help us to remain spiritual and continue to trust you and to continue to be in your word and live according to the word of God. We give you praise and we just ask that you bless all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with those that are bereaved. Be with those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our mind to your word, that we will receive this word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
God bless. Amen.
We're talking about God's will is that we be led by his Holy Spirit. And I point that out today because this week is very important that you understand that there's many spirits out here. So you want to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I know we didn't really cover it, but the nucleus of this truth is that the Holy Spirit is a person.
Amen.
It's the third person of the Trinity. It's just
Amen.
Not a bunch of ideals that you're being led by. It's a big difference, brothers and sisters. The Bible says it will abide in our hearts. That's where the Holy Spirit lives at, in our hearts.
Yes, yes.
Our soul
Amen.
Is our mind. And most believers want the Spirit to be in their mind. No, you don't want the Spirit in your mind. You want the spirit in your spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
When we got born again, for the Holy Spirit to come in and set up residence to live in us. But if we're going to clog it with a bunch of other garbage, the Holy Spirit can't live there. It won't live there. Excuse me. It won't live there. And it can't live there. Not like God trying to live. God don't live in sin, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
This may be a rough week this week because we've taken God's love for granted. Everybody, you know, they figure, well, yeah, God, he still loves me. God don't love sin. You practicing sin and you want God to love you. God don't do that one. Sorry. You got the wrong God. You got the God of this world. You're being led by the wrong spirit.
Yeah,
so we want to be sure that we understand this week the spiritual things that we want to follow is the Word of God. We want to follow the Holy Spirit. You see, old man is crucified. If you hadn't crucified, then you got to crucify him.
Say that.
So we're going to get a few we may wait till tomorrow and give you all our foundational scriptures, but we're going to touch on a few things because there were so many things that the law couldn't do. The law couldn't justify us. The law couldn't free us from sin and death. Not just sin, but sin and death.
Say that.
See? So, well, let me show you. Let me give you some scriptures. This is why you want to live by the Spirit, because it's things that the flesh could not do. It's things that has to be done that only the Spirit would be able to do it. That's why it's important that we want to learn a little bit more about the Holy Spirit, that third person, so we know what we're being controlled by.
Yes.
So
amen.
Romans 8 and 2, Evangelist Sharon.
Pastor B, good afternoon, Pastor Bell. You said Romans 8 and 2?
Yes, ma'am.
And the King James reads as follows: For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, a new power is in operation, the Spirit of life in Christ. Like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fate lifetime of brutal tranny at the hands of sin and death. Amen.
So that's why it's important to know you have to be free from sin and death. I like to put that and death.
Yeah.
I hope they want to be free from sin, but hey, there's an eternal death. You want to be free from all of that.
Amen.
And also, you know, you want to be free from condemnation, and the only way you can do that is through the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 3 and 2. I was looking at 5. Galatians 3 and 2. You want to read that for us, Evangelist Sharon, please?
Yes. Galatians 3 and 2 in the King James. Read the following. Only what I learn of you, receiving the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Amen.
And from the Message Bible, let me put this question to you. How did your new life begin? Was it by working your heads off to please God? Or was it by responding to God's message to you? Are you going to continue this craziness? For only crazy people would think they would. I'm sorry, only crazy people would think they could complete by their own efforts what was begun by God. Amen.
See, in Romans 8 and 3, it says, for what the law could not do. And you got to know, there's a lot of things that the law couldn't do. Couldn't do it.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
Was weak when it came to the flesh. So that's why God sent his only son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Why? So that Amen. The righteousness that's in that law could be fulfilled in us.
Yeah. Amen.
So when I understand Galatians 3:13, see, we've been redeemed from the curse, brothers and sisters. And God imparted his Holy Spirit in us.
Mm-hmm.
So another scripture, what the law couldn't do and what your feelings can't do and what your mind can't do is over there in Hebrews 7 and 18. In Hebrews 7, well, and 18, I'll let y'all read that for me right quick.
And the King James, it reads as follows, Hebrews 7 and 18. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. In 19 weeks for the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Praise God. Yes. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw nigh unto God. Amen.
Mm. Ooh, powerful. Amen. From the Message Bible, the former way of doing things, a system of commandments that never worked out the way it was supposed to, was set aside. The law brought nothing to maturity. Another way, Jesus, a way that does work, that brings us right into the presence of God in its place. Amen, amen.
But that's just more reason you need the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. More reason we need the Holy Spirit. The more reason, see?
Yeah.
Man, when I say man, I mean mankind, womankind. Because,
mm-hmm.
see, become a new creature. That's what you are. You're neither male nor female. You're a new creature.
That's right. That's
say
right.
that again.
Yeah.
When you get born again, you get out of that flesh realm of man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
You become a new creature. That's why the Bible says, in these last days, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Because he wanted to be real clear that at the end, we're a new creature. So he said, don't know nobody after the flesh. Even though
That's
you
right.
know Christ, like, don't know him no more after the flesh, but after the spirit. See, when you become spiritual minded, then everything becomes spiritual.
Amen.
Yeah.
Tell God to revive us again.
Yeah. You
all know that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Psalms 85 and 6. You know, I'm thinking about this is a new year, and we may need a fresh a fresh anointing, a renewed spirit, a born-again spirit. But in Psalms 85 and 6, you want to read that?
Yes. Wilt thou not receive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, why not help us make a fresh start, a resurrection life? Then your people will laugh and sing. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, that's what you want. You know, you want to return to God. Jeremiah 3:1 said, return to God. Why? For your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to return to God and let the Spirit be the facilitator behind what you're doing.
Yeah.
No reason in Hebrews, you can read this again, you can read this, because it's just another thing you need, a person needs to do again. In Hebrews 5:12, so I just want somebody to know today, there's nothing wrong with doing it again. That's what you want. That's why you get born again. In Hebrews 5:12.
And the King James reads as follows. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, and which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. By this time, you ought to be teachers yourselves. Yet here, I find you need someone to sit down with you and go over the basics on God again, starting from square one. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, to be born again, according to John 3, you can read 3-7, but man is to be born again. But let me tell you, once you get born again, there are some things you don't need. You don't never need to turn from righteousness. Continue to build up on righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't never need to start sinning again. Galatians 2:18. You don't never. Let me tell you what. You shouldn't even desire to want to be in bondage. I was telling this one lady, and because that's bondage. When you're being controlled and ruled by the regulation of an organization, you're in bondage.
All right now.
And in Galatians, well, I said Colossians, Colossians 4:9.
And King James reads as follows, Colossians 4:9.
I apologize. I meant Galatians 4:9. I said Colossians. That's my bad. Galatians 4:9.
In Galatians 4:9, in King James reads as follows, God. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Have mercy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Earlier, before you knew God personally, you were enslaved to so-called gods that had nothing of the divine about them. But now that you know the real God, or rather since God knows you, how can you possibly subject yourselves again to those paper tigers? Amen.
Yeah. Why you want to go back paying tithe to a building, paying homage to a man? Not that you know the real God. You want to go back into the building.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what Satan wants your mind set. Well, I'm going to, you ain't going to hell. Where is that at?
Have mercy.
But your desires should never be to go back into bondage. And another reason I bring that up, because I know Sunday, I think it was Sunday, we were talking about our desires. So you got to get your desires right. And then don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage again, or with the law. Well, that's what Galatians 5 says. You can read that. Galatians 5:1. Yeah, you don't want to be entangled with the yoke of bondage again, brothers and sisters. Don't be trying. The enemy wants you to get entangled. He wants you to go. The Bible says that's like a dog going back to his vomit. You better than that. You bigger than that.
Amen.
And that's you are. You're not going back into bondage. And all that stuff you're going to hear is bondage stuff. At the end of the day, it's to get you, to entrap you. But go ahead, Evangelist. Thank you very much.
In Galatians 5:1, it reads as follows. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God wants you to, he wants us to enjoy our freedom in him.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just got to be firm, brothers and sisters. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not a slave. I'm not of the bond. You know, I'm of the free. I'm not of the bond. I'm not in slave. Why should I do that?
All right.
When you're entangled with bondage, or you're entangled with the Mosaic law, because even though people tell you a lot, brothers and sisters, about you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do that. No, you're in Christ. So being in Christ, you have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to tell you that.
All right.
But it's important that you stay free. And it's important that you know that in this age of grace, talking about the church age, the Holy Spirit is not greater than later. What did I write here? I wrote something. I'm trying to get rough on you. Okay. I wrote, in the age of the church, the Holy Spirit is not greater. He is later, meaning he's now.
All right. Mm-hmm.
He came to heal us. He came to direct us. He came to show us. He came to guide us.
Yes. Yes.
But we'll come with our next two foundational scriptures. And that'll be St. John 14:26. These will be our foundational to start it off on tomorrow. It'll be John 14:26. 26. Interesting. Still with us, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, Pastor. I am.
Okay.
Praise God. In John 14:26, reads as follows in the King James. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I am leaving you well and whole. Amen.
Amen.
That's his job, to remind us everything that Christ has said. He's our helper, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name. Jesus said he
yeah.
will teach you. So you can't,
yeah.
you can't say, well, you know what, the Holy Spirit taught me this, and it went on. No, it's an ongoing, continuing thing, because he's the one that have to lead you into eternity. You don't know how to get up in there.
Amen.
You don't know the church. You don't know the what it takes to get up in there.
Amen.
Talking about a secret society. Believe me, there's one right there. That's a secret society. Because once the Holy Spirit come in you and began to lead and direct you, that's why you should never turn back from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Never turn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what's going on. Don't turn back.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other one, it was John 15:26. But, we'll get into them tomorrow. We'll do John 15:26, though.
Okay. In John 15:26 in the King James, it reads as follows. Okay. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, when the friend I plan to send you from the Father comes, the Spirit of truth issuing from the Father, he will confirm everything about me. Amen.
Amen.
Now, don't forget that scripture. That's probably going to be one scripture you want to keep in your back pocket forever. That's your
mm-hmm.
helper. That's your
yeah.
helper. You're going to
yeah,
need your
man.
Helper. Because he,
mm-hmm.
he's the one that's going to teach you through all these lies that folks tell you.
Yeah.
The Spirit of truth. That's deep. That's a deep scripture right there, brother and sister. Not know any spirit, but the Spirit of truth. That way you can, you won't get caught up when somebody says, well, the Lord say this. Whoa, okay. Remember who's leading us is the Spirit of truth. So what does the Spirit of truth say about that? So then you go into the Word of God, then you know if it's true or not.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So guess what the Spirit of God going to do? He's going to tell the truth.
Amen.
That's why it's called
mm-hmm.
the Spirit of truth.
Yeah.
You don't think
God yeah.
tell on lies. No, the Spirit of truth tell truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense to me. How about you, Evangelist Sharon? That makes sense to you?
Amen. Amen. Can only
yeah.
recognize it. Yeah, Spirit of truth is only one.
That's the Spirit of truth. That's what it does. It tells the truth.
Amen.
Yeah. Class, I mean, you know, you're a waitress and you serve. That's what a waitress does. So I come to you, I want you to serve me. That's what you do. That's who you are. That's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
What you do. If you're a nurse,
Amen.
You nurse. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the Holy
Amen.
Spirit, his job is to lead us, not in some truth. Please underline this. And that's a powerful scripture. But in all truth. So everything you need to know about, guess where we're going to go?
Yes.
Already. But when you want to know the truth, you're going to the spirit of lies. I don't think so.
Say that.
It'd be like me. I'm hungry. Man, I am really hungry. So let me go over to the garbage truck.
Mm.
There's a restaurant next to it, but I'm going to go to the garbage truck.
That's right.
That might not mm-hmm. fit in some of y'all box, but I want you to hear that, man. You got to know where to go. You know?
Yeah.
You got to go to the right place.
Mm-hmm.
You want your car fixed, but you're going to take it to the doctor's office.
Can't get fixed there. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit going to lead you into truth, then you need to go to truth.
Amen.
Now, you don't have to debate with these folks. Well, I know what the Lord told me. I do, too. Because if the Holy Spirit tells you that, it's going to tell you truth. That's all it can teach you. It can't teach you nothing other than truth because it don't know nothing other than truth.
Amen.
It don't work like that. Just get next to me, and you people over there, the Spirit of the Lord told me to do this. Spirit of the Lord. Where is that? If it's the Spirit of truth, from my understanding now, where I just read it in the Bible, that's the Holy Ghost, y'all. It's to guide us and direct us in the Spirit of truth. Now, all of a sudden, you got some other spirit you dating, you courting, you're in court with, you're holding hands with, you're running around with, you're kicking it with, and it telling you this and telling you that, and you listening to that garbage.
Say that again, Pastor. Garbage.
Yeah, it's straight garbage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it needs straight to the garbage can, garbage disposal. Yeah, that's all. It's garbage, man.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, what he know? He don't know. My wisdom come from Christ. Where yours came
mm-hmm.
from? Because what I'm going to show you is in the Word. That's where mine came
Amen.
From.
Yeah. Pastor, before we close out, I'd like to read that from God's Word.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay, whoops.
Praise God.
Okay, 15:26 from God's Word said, "The Helper whom I will send to you from the Father will come. This Helper, the Spirit of truth, comes from the Father, will declare the truth about me." Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And let me tell you something else. Once he come to you with truth, guess what you got now? You got truth.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, you can tell people the truth.
That's right. Amen.
Because you point to the truth. Our source, the Word of God. That's truth.
Yeah.
That's where truth is. Not I feel or I think this is going to happen. I think, well, just back it up with some truth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, it ain't nothing like having something to back it up with. You know, something
That's
to
right.
stand on.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell somebody this right now. And I mean, the Lord just telling me to tell you, and I'm going to tell you. Tell you just what he said. Somebody worried, you concerned about some stuff. God said, let it go. Let it go. I said, well, Lord, I need to show it to him in the Word of God.
Amen.
So he said, you go over there to John 14. and tell him, go to the very first verse and tell him that I said, now this is like a promise from, this is his word, it didn't come from Louis Beasley, it came from God. And I know it's true. I said to tell him, don't worry. Whatever you're worrying about, whatever's troubling you, he said, don't worry. That's if you believe in him. Well, I'll just tell you what the scripture said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. He said, don't worry.
Don't worry. Right.
Whatever it is that you're concerned about. Because, you know, sometimes you tell people don't worry. They'll go like, oh, I ain't worried. No, they lying. You just received the spirit of lies. Don't get caught up. Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm very concerned, Lord. I'm worried. Because your word said, let not your heart be troubled. So I'm troubled. I need this taken care of.
Man.
And you go ahead on and speak it. You know, that's what's wrong with the body of Christ. They won't speak the truth. When Mary ran out of wine, they ran out of wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she told him? She said, whatever he tells you to do, do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said, Jesus, we are out of wine. Yeah. See, there's nothing wrong with being out of something. Know that you're finna be fulfilled. But you can't walk around and not tell him so he can fulfill you.
Right.
Somebody
write
the word in your life. And then thank God for it. Lord, I'm fulfilled. I'm getting the new stuff. I'm getting the good stuff. See, usually they say the best for the last.
Amen.
So they said, oh, Jesus, what are you? You reversing this thing here. That good wine should have went first. See, after the people get drunk, then they give them the bad stuff because they wouldn't know no difference. See, get them drunk, they ain't going to know no difference. So, and so what they would do, they would serve the good stuff first. Why do you think you said that? You say the best for the last. Oh, Jesus, you reversing this thing here. I want to tell somebody right now, God, your best is yet to come. Can I say that one more time? Your best is yet to come.
It's yet to come. Amen.
Don't worry about the first girlfriend. Don't worry about the first husband. Don't worry about the first house. Don't worry about the second house. The best is yet to come.
Come on, Pastor. Amen.
Yeah, just start believing it. God always say the best for the last. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So you think your life was... Nah, baby, you ain't had no life yet. You think you done went somewhere and you ain't seen nothing yet. God got some stuff he want to show you. He got some stuff he want to bless you yet.
Hallelujah.
That first life you lived, it wasn't about nothing. You need to see this second life he prepared for you.
Amen.
And it's going to be good. It's going to be better.
Yeah. And amen.
Anyway. Hey, y'all say blessing. We'll get into it tomorrow. That's why you want to live by the Spirit.
Yeah. Amen. God bless.